Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
I forgot to take a drink. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Gimme Dat Wet Hot Dog. That was suggested by Asher Sloth on Patreon. He's no holding two dicks. I'll tell you that much. Support this show. Join the 420 Club at patreon.com/gettingdug. Doug plugs. I'll be in Madison, Wisconsin at Comedy on State on Saturday, May 25th. At 420, doing a Doug Loves Movies taping. I'm also taping Doug Loves Movies at Laugh Boston in Boston, Massachusetts on June 1st. And you can see me do stand-up in Providence, Rhode Island on June 2nd at the Comedy Connection. For all of my dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com. And one more thing, on this show today, we've loaded all the pipes with a CBD flower that doesn't necessarily get you high, and we're gonna see how it affects my guests when they start hitting it at the beginning of the show. I don't know how long I'll wait before admitting to them it's not, I don't wanna say real weed, because it's real, but you know what I'm saying. Enjoy the show. Blast off! Here we are in the spacement once again with a couple of old bees, as I like to call them. Guests we've had on the show before. Jessamay Peluso and Eddie Ift! Woo!
Eddie's already having a panic attack.
Yeah.
Now, what's this about? You haven't smoked in a minute.
I have been sober for... since New Year's.
Wow.
From everything, you mean, though?
Yeah, from alcohol and weed. And I've been sober from other drugs for a long, long, long time. Mm.
Did something bad happen?
No.
I mean, New Year's Eve was just,
no,
it was just a New Year's resolution?
No, it was just like, let me just try to clean myself up for a while.
Boring.
Yeah, I know. And let me tell you how.
You did it on the day where people announced that they're going to do that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I've
had... You picked the perfect day for that.
I'm not totally sober like I've had.
The truth comes out.
So you're feeling like you're feeling like smoking today is going to get you a little too high.
I warmed up for this. My neighbor came over last night and brought me weed. He's like, you need to smoke this now.
Okay. He pre-gamed.
So that you don't freak out tomorrow.
That's smart.
He went surfing. I went to the gym. We both worked out our demons before we came on to the show.
It's like we have to warm up for this.
That's why we have trouble getting people to come on here, I guess, is that you got to really put, it's a lot of commitment.
It is.
To, I usually wait until 20 minutes after the hour to start smoking, but... in these pre-tape shows, I have no idea what time it is right now.
I don't either.
So let's just get going.
Damn,
we've got,
like
the thing says. We got a sativa called Orange Diesel.
Oh, Jesus.
And the indica that's standing by in a smaller container.
Why is the indica like just so like evil. Shunned?
Yeah, it gets so shunned. Do you don't have a preference one way or the other? You don't mind an indica?
I don't really go by the indica or sativa. I feel like it's not a real
thing. You're just
thing.
Like, pass me the weed.
Yeah, give me the weed.
I'll smoke the weed.
Really, yeah, you'll just smoke anything.
For the most part. I mean, when it has names like, womb, back to the womb, I don't know if I'll smoke it.
So if it said, like, sativa, indica, crack.
Yeah, I probably would go crack. I gotta be honest.
What about butthole? Would you smoke something called butthole?
Yes,
okay,
obviously.
That's fair. but yeah, so go ahead and let's
all of these are the sativa.
Yeah.
They're all sativas.
They're all sativas.
Yeah, because we, you know, we don't want to push the indica unless it's
so is indica kind of like, is indica kind of like the malt liquor of of marijuana?
Colt 45.
We could argue that as compared to other drinks, I guess.
I just want to smoke out of this pipe so I look like I could have been president in 1840.
And you know,
like an inventor.
You know, we will have dabs ready at the end for you as
well.
Oh,
God, dabs.
Yeah.
Dabs are ridiculous.
Yeah,
last
that's
time I
the
did
idea.
A dab, the earth folded under my feet and I became a taco. And I didn't know
were
how to not
two incidents
be a taco.
Related?
I'm a taco. Sativa, here.
Wow. I love it. She's using the Doug pipe and using her own special torch.
It's like a small mom grill lighter.
That's the one you do to heat the spoon.
You sure you're sober, Ift? What does define your idea of sobriety? I feel like it involves heroin.
Not this.
Good. Can't wait to see what happens.
Oh, don't do that.
Nothing's gonna happen. Think happy thoughts.
I know, that's what Tommy Chong told me that one time. I told him I got panic attacks and he goes, oh man, you got the demons. he goes, that's not the weed, that's you. And he goes, you need to read the Bible or listen to the symphony when you smoke weed because your mind is in a bad place, man.
It's true.
I think it might be. So I'm glad you're here.
That's church right there.
You know, last time we did this, we were on together.
For reals?
Yeah,
it's almost like
it's almost like we're a couple.
I try to remember and do different combos. You know, I try to change it up, but somehow this fell into place.
We're meant to be together.
We are meant to be together. When am I going to get back with Melissa Etheridge? I feel like her and I definitely had a scissor
vibe. That was an interesting episode. That might have been.
Tribbling?
I think it's called tribbing or tribbling. I don't know. I don't.
She might have been the last guest that we've had that wasn't really ready for the comedy part of it. Usually now everybody's pretty on board with the joking around that's going to happen.
I feel like my first comedy set.
Well, now maybe we'll get some hits on that when people go back and watch it. Because also, it was strangely not that. I thought the numbers would be, you know, really huge on that one.
Yeah.
Because of her. But you've had your own episodes where you're with other people, you get more hits than that
Interesting.
One.
Interesting. Maybe because they could feel the tension.
Even before they press play. Because it's like as soon as it starts to play, I think even during the commercial before the show starts, I think that's where, so people could dip out pretty fast.
She hated me.
Oh, really?
I didn't think that was the case.
In my sensitive soul.
It was just weird.
Just wanted her to write a song about me. And
did you ask her to do that?
With my eyes. 90% of communication is nonverbal. I thought she'd pick it up. Especially, you know, women. I feel like we're a little more open to the nonverbal communication.
She just can't have a conversation because she'd rather just talk for a little while between each song.
Yeah, that's what it was. It's like it was like VH1 storytelling. In between his glasses or her glasses, shit. I was like, I want to make eye contact with somebody. Somebody let me know I'm a human.
We just have fun. That's the point. Mm-hmm. Just get high.
Seriously.
And have fun. How's it treating you, Eddie? How are you feeling?
I feel wonderful right now.
Well, let me tell you something. I feel bad about this because I'm not normally like a prankster.
Oh, fuck. Did you put crack in the weed?
Listen.
Here we go.
I just thought getting you hooked on something for life might be fun. And so we laced that.
That's good
newfangled,
for my paranoia.
We loaded it up instead of the sativa, we put in this CBD flower that you could smoke it, but it doesn't have, it has very little THC in it.
It's
more of a
chill.
Kind of a chill mellowing out thing. And they even say it will mellow you out after you've gotten too high. if you switch to the CBD, it'll bring you down a little bit. So that's interesting. You walked right into this experiment saying you got high like last night.
Yeah.
And then but then not today.
Yeah.
And then you smoke this thing,
yeah,
and it feels good.
It feels good.
You like it.
Yeah, I feel chill.
I
yeah
love it. I love
now
it.
I'm a little
I can't test it. I'm already high, so I've been smoking it too, but I can't really tell if it's done anything. And I don't feel like it's brought me down, but I also didn't feel like I was too high. Are those pine nuts?
Yeah, I brought pine nuts.
Interesting. Excuse me, miss, are those pine nuts?
Well, also, because CBD.
Wait. This is a whole fucked up day, because he changed my weed. You're showing me pine nuts that have, there's a few cashews in there.
There are, I like to mix nuts a little.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to be homogenous.
Why does the label just say pine nuts?
Well, because I made my own mixture of nuts.
And used the regular pine nuts label?
Yeah, well, why did you say that was sativa? We both added ingredients.
Ah!
But pine nuts can also counteract
now
being
I'm too freaked
high
out that I've been like
bamboozled.
Yeah.
We went on Getting Dug with High, and boy, were we bamboozled.
But how do you feel about the CBD?
Did
it change anything?
Regular.
You do already mm-hmm like it and do it?
I love
regularly
CBD. I love the flower.
All right, I have CBD water at home that I was going to drink last night.
Oh.
Somebody gave me a CBD water, and they're like, yeah, just drink this and you'll sleep really well. And I was like, I already sleep really well.
Do you sleep really well?
I sleep so well.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah,
most
I'm a pretty
people
good
don't
sleeper
sleep well
myself.
You?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the weed helps.
Well, and the weed also, you know, keeps me from dreaming.
Why is that? What keeps you up? The mm-mm nightmares?
No, nothing keeps me up. I'm great at sleeping, but I'm also, if I sleep for 4 or 5 hours, I'm going to have some fucked up dream that I'm going to, you know, wake up from and be, you know,
in a panic
sad about or panicked. And if I smoke weed before going to bed, I just don't even dream.
You just black
wow
out.
And people immediately like to correct me. Well, you're dreaming, you're just not remembering it. And I'm like, well, okay, so.
Same thing.
that movie I didn't see. No, you saw it. You're just not remembering it.
I like my dreams. Your only dreams, like, you know, they.
No, my dreams are all
real
horrible. All my dreams are.
Yeah, all my dreams are just something aggravating is happening.
I'm getting chased. And I get caught
late for
or
something,
or I'm trying to punch and I can't connect.
Oh, wow.
It's always
yeah, really.
It's
like
all
you're
a frustration.
Water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You demons, man.
I had a dream Bobby Lee picked me up last night.
That's a nightmare.
I was at a show with Ben Glebe and Bobby Lee picked us up.
Clothes on or off?
I don't know if it was a dream or not.
How much clothes
on or off?
Everybody was clothed.
Even Bobby?
Yeah, he was clothed.
No, what a gentleman.
Yeah, it was leopard print, though. And yet he had his chest out.
Have you ever seen his ball sack?
I don't know if you could even see it if it was out in your face.
I've seen it.
I would imagine it'd be a teeny sack.
It was on my head once.
Why?
Okay.
It was my Me Too movement, our moment. And,
your movement would make it even better.
It's my movement.
This is how I'm moving the Me Too moment.
These women need to stop. It's my movement. He put it on my head, and podcast, and it's really dark.
His sack?
It's dark.
Like the skin
yeah
is dark?
He said it was.
Does he just tan the nuts, maybe?
It's really dark. It's like it's a different race. It's really weird. He says.
Are they large?
I don't remember. I remember the color.
How do you not remember
the size,
no?
He loves to get naked.
He does. Bobby Lee loves it. He's
loves
a funny
it
dude. He's wild.
Yeah, I avoid him.
Yeah. That's cool. That's
no, but
cool.
It's by his choice. Like, he came on Doug Loves Movies once, and he gets very, being quizzed really sets him off. Like,
oh, really?
He can't handle it.
Maybe it's like the becoming, like, you know, coming from an Asian background, maybe he had, like, strict parents.
Oh, no, actually, I take it back. He feels pressure to be funny during it.
Yeah.
And that's not, that, we don't need that. If he's just himself, he's an entertaining person.
Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes it's like, you don't know if you're entertaining. You know, when you think you're not entertaining and people are like, you are so entertaining. And you're like, what's
like,
wrong
like
with
crap
me? What's why
well, that's
am I
why
like
my shows, a lot of times, every time I've asked him to do one, there's a live audience.
Yeah.
So he'd know if he's
oh,
being
yeah.
funny or not. So, but that's part of it. Like, you know, some people spin out when they say something and the audience doesn't laugh. Because then they start to feel like, oh, this crowd's just here for
right
one of the other guests or for Doug or whatever, you know. They start to feel like it's an ambush, and then they spin out a little
bit. They get
bit
into their head.
That's because I get them high before the show. and drunk.
Because don't you think? Do you think there are people that are comedians that like, despite themselves, like they didn't want to be a comedian. Everyone just kept going, "You're so funny," and then they became it, and they still don't really know how they do it.
They don't know how they're funny.
Are that guy or girl, and people are like, "You're so funny," and they're like, "Oh, I wish I could stop."
I would hope that, you know, that would be the only profession. Like, if there was like a neurologist who was that way and just didn't have any confidence when he's slicing open your head, that would suck. You know, there's like a dude who's like, "I don't know why they told me I'd be good at this."
And then, I went to a neurologist once.
You did?
Yeah, I got Bell's palsy, and I had to go see a neurologist afterwards. And I'm convinced she was not a doctor.
See?
I'm convinced that
Proving
it was
my
like
point.
A prank or something. And I this is illegal, but I recorded her. Not because the joke. I recorded her because I like, when I go to a doctor, I like to listen back after I talk to the doctor so I know that I heard all
the that's so
right
smart.
Shit.
I never remember all the directions.
Yeah, all that jargon.
But then I played her on a podcast. I played her on a podcast. People were like, "That's not a doctor."
What?
Like, you went to someone that's, she was like, "Oh, okay, She was like this old Asian woman. She goes, What is the problem?" I go, "I had Bell's palsy and now I have fasciculations," which are like twitches all over my body. And she goes, "Okay, lift your hand up." And I go, and she goes, "You good?" I go, "No, I'm feeling these like muscle, like my whole body's like," and she goes, "Look left, look right."
It's something dancing.
She's like, "You good?" And she goes, "You feel, what you say you feel?" And I go, "Fasciculations." I Googled, and she's like, yeah, you okay?" And I'm like, "You're not a doctor."
She just vets the patients.
But she just kept going, "Okay, go home."
That, see, her whole life, her family was like, "You could do it. You can be a doctor. You're so smart."
But
I think a lot of people in the waiting room go out and send them home.
It's so funny, but I think that's like wiretapping. Like, I'm not allowed to play it because it's illegal. You know, you're not allowed to like
record
somebody
Hitler
without
and
them
sent you
knowing.
Where did you? Where it happened?
It was a UCLA doctor.
Yeah,
that's
in California,
trash.
You can't record somebody without their consent.
Really?
But can I go to like Nevada and play it?
Yeah,
just podcast from Nevada, and then
just
you'll
go
be fine.
Across state lines.
I'll play it to you afterwards.
I want to hear it.
You're gonna go, "That's not a doctor."
I want to see how racist your impression was.
It was way better than my Tommy Chong impression.
No, Tommy Chong was actually really good.
That was good. Yeah.
That was spot on.
How much I sound like her.
Very much.
I can't wait to hear it. I'm gonna lose my mind.
Hey, I got some names that I got to read off. Don't got to. We like to do it. These are members of the 420 Club on Patreon.
Yeah, good.
Joshua Weibel, the THC Chef, whoever that is. I like the sound of that. Kenny Lickens. Phil Payne, Josh Vint, Jenica Gillies, someone that just goes by Jeremy, someone who goes by Tooth. All caps.
That's the kind of dude I'm into.
All caps. Oh, and his friend Landshark 503.
Perfect.
And Athamy? How would you pronounce that one right there?
Athamy.
Athamy?
Yeah, why not? Okay. Sounds like a new character from Game of Thrones.
Athame.
All right. Athame. I want to live forever. Let's go to a break.
Are any of these?
We're gonna smoke some real shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I apologize. We should have done that immediately after I told you guys that we change it all up.
But I do feel
we'll
something.
We'll get the real stuff ready for you.
That's the remnants of Bobby Lee's nutsack.
Taylor, are you
on
ready to reload? All right, we'll be right back. Hey, we're back with Jessime Peluso, Eddie Ift, and. Yeah, go ahead. Give it up for him. And Alicia's here with Pot Topics.
Yay!
Thanks.
Was it under the clapping again?
Oh, man. We're too loud.
Yeah, it might have happened during the clapping Pot Topics.
What happened? What's wrong?
What did we do?
What's wrong?
Nothing.
We messed everything up.
Who works here?
Pot Topics.
Hot topic.
They can owe me two. All right. Yeah, she's here with the weed news. What are you pointing at, Eddie?
I just want to know what is the
sativa.
The real weed.
We got them all fixed for you. Uh-huh. Just smoke
sativa.
Anything you want. Yeah.
Sativa. Yep, I think these are both sativa.
These are CBDs.
Oh, those are CBDs. Yeah. And that's a CBD.
Yeah, it's the one I lied about earlier.
Taylor literally
see
just told me, and I already forgot everything he said about these.
Oh, see you
later. That's okay. Bye, Eddie. See ya.
It's called Orange Diesel. And good luck with it, Eddie.
Oh, I like that one.
You don't have to hold it forever.
Okay, I don't know.
Do you have abandonment issues?
He's a hoarder.
Did your dad leave you when you were young?
Apparently that's why I can't punch.
That's a good one.
You did good. That was good.
Yeah.
That's how you would do it. Yeah. You get back in the game.
Get right in there. You jumped right in. You jumped in the lake. You didn't even put your toes
well,
on
it's
the water.
Well, it's going to be a strange
water.
Uber ride home.
Oh, you're white knuckling the side of the chair.
I'm just thinking about my Uber driver.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you don't know what you're going to get. I said to my Uber driver here, I said, are you my Uber driver home? Because I felt comfortable with him. And now... I don't know what I'm going to get.
Gotta roll the dice again.
Yeah, because he's got to hang around the area for a little over an hour, I guess.
He's panicking about his Uber ride home.
No. You've seen where I live. I took an Uber to the airport the other night. And they showed up at 4 in the morning. There's two guys
That's
in the
creepy.
Uber.
That's creepy.
That's what I said.
That's creepy.
I got in the car. Most people wouldn't. I got in the car and I go, we're like halfway down the road and I go, you're gonna murder me, aren't you? And the one guy looks at the other guy and goes, told you he was gonna think that. And I go, well, why would you come with him?
Yeah, what was it?
And he was like, he was bored. I thought I'd come with him and
tell him to get his own car and Uber.
I know, but it was they wanted to like buddy around.
No, the guy
for the
was
night.
Just hanging out with his friend and picking people up.
Yeah, that's but weird. It was still that because you can fight one person, you can't fight two.
Well,
like if you're Uber driver,
it sounds like you can't fight any.
They should just tell. You should just tell everybody that the guy is in training.
Yeah.
Just pretend that there's actual training that goes on to become an Uber driver, even though we all know there is not.
Etiquette. There should
I've
be some etiquette.
I've had several
classes.
Occasions with Lyft, though, where like the spouse of the person whose account it is comes to pick me up, and they think that it should be like perfectly normal. And like one time, a lady tried to show me her ID, and she's like, "Look, the last name is the same," and I'm like, "Well, ew."
Yeah. Or a guy pulls up and he goes. Are you looking for Tiffany?
Oh, I was in Manhattan Beach, the next one, Redondo Beach, and I pulled over on the side of the road, and a guy tried to open my door and get in my car, and I go, "Fuck off!" And then he kept like opening it. I'm like, "Fuck off, dude!" And then a girl came up and opened my door, and I go, "Get in, no." I go,
right
"Fuck
in.
Off!"
Please,
I go,
fuck off.
I go, fuck, and they keep trying, and I'm like, what are you doing? And then the guy goes, Jeff, Uber, Jeff. And I'm like, no. I go, Eddie. And then I was like, why did I give him my name? But he goes, like, I had a white Toyota 4Runner at the time, and he goes, white Toyota 4Runner. He shows me the Uber, and there's a guy, Jeff, who resembles me a bit. Like, not, like, if you looked, you'd be like, no. But he was like, Jeff, you're Uber. And I'm like, what are the odds that a white Toyota 4Runner with a guy that looks kind of like me is on the street
in the same
where they're
plate.
Getting picked up? Yeah.
It was your tether from us.
Always check the license plate.
That's the license.
I've never done that.
Do it.
Forever.
It's so important, though.
It creeps me out
important.
When a car doesn't have plates.
That's
I don't
well,
like that.
Which is a lot of them around L.A.
That's L.A. because either driver car, you know, dealer cars.
What do you mean?
You just got it off the dealership. You know, so you just why got it off the lot.
Why do you say that?
I don't
that?
Know. Wait a minute. It feels right.
I'm so afraid of a car dealership now.
I can't afford an emotional support pet, so I just have fake bunny ears that I keep with me.
But
I wish I didn't need to drive and I could just fly by doing this.
What's the part of, like, I drive around at a dealer car? What does that get you?
I don't know. I think it's just laziness, not putting the plates on.
And criminals, people doing crime.
Criminals.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of criminals.
Yeah, I think in the case of the Uber, like, I feel like when that happens, it's, you know, dudes driving each other's cars and stuff and not wanting to go through all the hassle of,
yeah. you know, lazy.
The registration and things.
If I was a criminal, I would put like Vaseline and then dirt on my license plate. So then if you do get pulled over, you're gonna be like, oh, sorry, it's dirty. And you just wash it off. But like, then you can just drive around and do all kinds of crime and no one can get your license plate.
I grew up in Northern Michigan though, and I definitely knew some people that still got a ticket for not brushing off their license plate if like it got snow covered in winter.
Yeah, but a ticket's way better than like, get on the ground. You know, like,
well, yeah.
Like
yeah, especially when there's snow like that. Get on the ground, it's really
snow
unpleasant.
Angels. That's what I would do.
Face down snow angel. let's talk about what's going on in the world of weed.
Sure. So there's a project, and it's going to be located on the west side of Detroit. Behind it is Green Cure Wellness and Southeast Provisioning. And basically, this is going to be a huge complex. It's going to have 5 growing operations, 2 processing facilities, and a provisioning center. But I think what's most noteworthy about all of this is that they are planning on starting a training center. Because Prop 1 passed in Michigan last year, so they're now recreational. And the idea is that they'll start expunging all these criminals, people that were charged with cannabis-related crimes before it was legalized. So they're going to put on a training program for these people as they get released, and they can live there and, you know, learn the new processing and hopefully get them jobs when they get out.
That's amazing. That's the biggest part of the issues with, like, prison reform and getting back into society. There's no...
Definitely, because I love the idea of expunging all these records, but also, I mean, how terrifying that now it's just like, all right, you're on your own, good luck.
I know. That's dope. I like that.
Yeah.
That's
good to see.
Some good news.
Great story.
Great story.
Bless.
Are you so sorry, I'm allergic to great stories. So I hope we can get, I hope we can get through this segment.
Are you a 2 sneeze every time?
I think so. Usually.
I'm a 2.
I usually go 2. I'll just bang out 1 every
you're
once in a while if
what
I
are
really.
You?
Two or three sometimes.
I'm a 2 every time.
I might bust
so
out
I
a
have
third.
This thing I've like Googled it, and it's called like photic sneeze reflex or something like that. And if lights are really bright, I'm probably gonna sneeze like a lot. So if I walk out into the bright sun, it just immediately sneezes.
Wow.
That's
and
like
it's a
gremlin.
Thing, I looked it up, and I guess it affects a lot of women, but like no matter.
Let's go outside.
It's like a gremlin.
I'm just allergic to it.
No one else was laughing. I'm like, that's fucking funny.
The cutest gremlin I ever did.
I always look at light when I want to sneeze. Like when you feel it coming on, you're like that.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. It's supposed to
just
like
stare at the sun.
Right, it's that same thing.
It just happens
it just
to you.
Stimulates.
Like we could make you sneeze right now if the we.
We should just yeah.
I think if I stared like at one of these lights, I would.
Let's see if we can simulate it.
But
somehow.
Sunlight more so than artificial lighting. Sunlight definitely does a better job. I don't know
yeah.
why.
Yeah.
What are you allergic to? What could it be that you're sneezing about? He's allergic to good news.
Mm-hmm. Great story.
Bugs don't like light. Bugs like the heat of light. Did you know that?
That's, I did not know
that's
that.
That's why like bugs are always
flying. Moths of the flame.
That's where they fuck.
They fuck in fire?
Yeah, they mate near the fire. I just,
why?
I don't know if any of this is true.
I think
true.
My mom and stepdad used to do that too. I think my mom and Steve used to mate near
this
the fire.
Joy's not even, fire
I didn't even read this. I just, this is a theory.
Let's fuck into
let's
our death.
Let's go have kamikaze
it's
sex.
It's just a theory. It was not. There's
Icarus
no.
this puss. Let's do it.
I would like to ask a question of all the people on the panel currently. It's a segment we call Marijuana Know Something.
Yeah, get in there.
You'd be faster on the button if you were doing it, right, Daniel?
Yes, sir.
What animal has fingerprints so similar to the fingerprints of me?
What?
I'm gonna start over.
I'm allergic to illiteracy.
Allergic to illiteracy. That sounds like a program where people could donate.
They're great at Coachella.
And let everybody sneeze at illiteracy. It's nothing to sneeze at. That's another way to go with it. What animal has fingerprints so similar?
similar.
So similar.
I want to pee my pants.
So similar to fingerprints of a human, they're almost indistinguishable. What sure. animal
I feel like
has
I've
the
read
same
this
fingerprints
before.
As people?
Animal has the same fingerprints. Is it going to be like not in the monkey group, or do we need to name what kind of monkey it is?
Monkey sounds very obvious.
Right, yeah. Right. But what I'm saying is, if
so
it's out
I'm gonna
of that,
go with salamander.
What? That's
no
not
way.
A bad
they got those
guess.
Like bulbs at the end.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's got to be. You know, it's going to be something not right. obvious. Is right. what these tend
like
to
a
be.
Raccoon.
Oh,
that's not my real guess, but I'm just trying to think of animals that would like probably have fingerprints.
That's a really good guess.
I'm gonna go.
You live near a bunch of animals. You literally are surrounded by nature.
Yeah, I
probably one of them is in your backyard right now. Whatever it is.
Don't say a possum.
Oh.
I'm gonna go with extraterrestrial.
When I said opossum, I didn't mean because that's how they spell it. I went oh. Possum.
I got it.
Because you know how some people say opossum.
Don't you want to smack
I think
you
meant it like
people?
A possum, but it was just like a light A sound for some reason.
Who the fuck says opossum? Get out of town.
Same people say Arkansas.
Opossum.
Okay. You're going possum?
Yeah, I like possum.
Chill.
I want to go obvious, but I know it's not obvious.
I'm just feeling my fingerprints.
I'm going to go with
what animal weird, like a has sea put creature. That feeling on me. Because I have touched a lot of animals.
Oh, God. Watch out, San Diego
Flying
Zoo.
Squirrel.
Here comes Doug Benson.
No, you know, there's that morning show in Portland that I do every time. Mm-hmm. And they always bring animals in.
That's fun.
Brought in puppies last time.
Oh.
And Adam Ray almost walked out of there with one of them.
He should have.
A puppy or a news anchor?
No. the puppy. Okay. I almost walked out with a puppy. But, you know, thought better of it when he, you know.
My wife
talk to his girlfriend.
It's a lot of responsibility.
My wife has a friend in Tennessee that has a wallaby, a pet wallaby.
Wow.
Is that a kangaroo
which I thought
family?
It's like the smaller one. Mm. But I thought that's totally illegal to have exotic animals.
Isn't it?
I think so. And this guy, and the one just he's had one for like years and it just passed away and he got another one. Like where
what
do
are you,
you get?
Do? What do you want?
But how do you
well,
get
that's,
a wallaby?
He probably has a magical wallaby that
I would put stuff in his pouch. Just put little snacks
immediately
in there.
Reincarnated oh, after a few spells.
What if kangaroo's the answer to this?
That's what
whoa,
I was thinking.
They have
like
hands, right?
Yeah, no, they're all
they
clawy.
Like,
they're
like
they're creepy hands.
Yeah, they've got
no,
like,
they got clawy hands.
They
got
like,
are they all fuzzy or like, do you think there's fingerprints
claws.
In there?
Think of yeah.
See, that's the weirdness
kangaroo.
Is it's like, what do you think of a kangaroo like? You know, what's skin like?
Well, don't
on
you think
a...
the obvious is more like a chimpanzee ape
route? I think so, but why would we go that route? Seems like a silly road.
Can you read the question again?
I'm very happy with possum.
I'll read it again.
Can you?
Just to make you laugh. Similar. What animal has fingerprints that are so goddamn similar to the fingerprints of a human, they are almost indistinguishable?
What?
Like,
wow.
So if they're on fire, you can't put them out.
Jesus. That got dark.
Well, that's
okay.
Unextinguishable.
Unextinguishable?
Unextinguishable.
Extinguishable.
Distinct. Right? Extinguished.
Is that your final answer?
Did you say one?
No, I got nothing.
What is yours?
Some kind of dog.
No, dogs have paws.
Who's got fingers?
Right, but they got little weird pads on them that might have fingerprint like grooves.
Oh, like it would match it? No, I don't think. I think that's a really bad guess. I'm gonna.
It's not birds.
No, it's not a bird.
This is tough.
Yeah. I just feel like the obvious is the easiest route.
Elephant.
I liked raccoon.
I
think raccoon was the best guess.
Well,
possum raccoons. Was the second
well,
best guess.
What's the purpose of fingerprints?
Third best guess was some kind of monkey, you said? And
I still don't think any of us are right.
It was a dog.
Like, what do you need fingerprints for?
It's a specific kind of dog, Eddie.
The people
a centaur.
It touches every dog.
A centaur.
All right, here we go. She's saying centaur. She's going mythical.
Say sloth.
Sloth.
Right, here we go.
Really?
What?
No, they hang from like two toes.
I just want to go with
this is
chimpanzee.
So suspenseful.
I'm just going with chimpanzee.
It's so
I need
suspense-y.
To know to even it out a bit here.
To even
Let's
it
not
out.
Get crazy.
It's
We're gonna
be an
crazy.
Animal that nobody ever gets.
I'm gonna flip the table. What's the answer?
Oh,
what is it?
That'd be the
what is
best
it?
Anybody
you
ever
said. Hold on to the table,
Alicia.
Don't let him flip it.
Don't let him flip it.
It's koala bear.
I
just held one
of
like 2 months ago.
Why?
I went to a koala place and held one.
Why did you compare fingerprints with the bastard?
I didn't know.
Why? That's weird. For what reason?
Because they little hands hold on.
What do they need fingerprints for?
They get high all day.
To open their iPhones? Like, what the fuck do they need fingerprints
get
for?
Get the eucalyptus leaves to go like this.
Man, that's bizarre.
Yeah, they're grippy.
Yeah, they clench.
Fingerprints are grippy.
Oh.
Are they?
I don't know.
What's the evolutionary purpose of fingerprints?
They're kind of high all day, though. I think koalas are high because the eucalyptus gives them like a...
Like a menthol high?
Yeah, and they're just chilling in the trees.
That's why they're so chill, but then they really can turn on you.
Really?
And that's probably when the high stops.
Yeah.
As soon as they're not high, they're like, get out of my fucking way.
They're so angry. Yeah. I feel like I don't have chlamydia, which is probably why they're angry. But I think that people have fingerprints because when your fingers get wet and they kind of swell, you're supposed to ideally have more like traction to help you climb out and grip stuff. And yeah.
How wet were you? Like surviving the Titanic.
We got close on that one.
Yeah, you know, you're stuck in the ocean for a day.
I don't think we got close at all.
Kangaroo came up.
Kangaroo came up. Like, kangaroo and possum.
Kangaroo was close.
Wallabies were spoken of.
Yeah, we were in the family.
We were in the same country.
It's a wallaby.
Possum.
Yeah.
Wallabies. Sure.
Yeah, wallaby, possum.
Dingoes. We talked about eating dingoes.
A dingo ate my bye-bye.
A baby, baby. One more. Let's do one more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Marijuana City.
Song.
If you tried a new variety of apple every day, how long would it take your dumb apple eating ass to try all of them?
A week.
So how many different types of apples
are there?
Just so there's
seven types
question.
Of apple, so mm-hmm. take a week.
Okay.
Is what Jessamy said.
Yeah.
Well, let's go through
that.
The
week.
There's the crayon
Earth
apple.
Earth in 7 days. And she ate an apple, so I'm just thinking like there's seven varieties.
There's more than
there's
seven.
There's at least three colors.
Yeah, there's a lot of colors.
There's so many different apples.
Go ahead,
yeah,
rip
there's
them
a
off.
Lot.
Right, here we go.
See,
Honeycrisp,
millions?
Fuji.
Granny
Grapple.
Smith.
The
Washington.
Granny Smith. Washington.
Red Delicious.
Honey
Red
Chris.
Delicious.
Gala.
Alcatraz.
Crab. Crab.
Crab apple?
Crab.
Fiona.
she's the angriest of the apples.
Cran apples.
Gwyneth Paltrow's kid.
I don't know if that's.
Oh yeah,
Apple.
Yeah,
Apple Martin.
Yeah, Apple computer.
Apple
day.
Martini.
She is her dad.
Who the fuck names
Appleton, Wisconsin?
After a fruit. You tell me she didn't smoke weed when that decision
Apocalypse
was being made.
One.
Apocalypse One. Shut up. That's hilarious.
I'm trying to say Apocalypse Now.
Apple-copalypse one. That's fucking funny.
Hey, can I get anybody some apple teasers?
Apollonia 6.
Whoa.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going with 7 because I
apples
can't.
Apples to oranges.
Seven? I didn't hear it's any more than
apple
7.
Apple Records. What?
Apple iPhone.
Holy crap.
Huh?
How many? You say
Apocalypse.
7 days?
This thing reminds me of like a
Eddie say, oh, really?
I'm
what
gonna
does this
say,
remind you of?
So it has to be a defined time, like a week, a month, a year? Is it?
What?
Does it have to? So you
it
say,
has to be a period of time.
Okay, so
yeah.
It's like.
How long would it take you to try all of them? But that's based on days, so how many days?
Oh, how many days? I'm gonna
you
say,
could say months or years if you think it's that long.
You should have just said how many different kind of apples are there.
So you think there's like 365?
How many? Yeah, but you know, it's yeah. fun to imagine eating all of
yeah.
them and probably dying from it.
Trying one, well, you keep all the doctors away, that's for sure. Maybe
yeah,
that's what this comes from.
Yeah, doctors hate apple breath.
I'm going to guess.
That's why.
I'm going to guess 65.
Ooh.
I'm
65?
Bold.
Where are they?
They're in trees.
Just got to go think, out there and find them.
I think there's a lot. I feel like there's like 3 months of apples.
That's sounds, a lot. That's like 90.
Yeah, you could survive.
Yeah, but
in the 90 range.
91 or 2, depending
on
what
like the
3 months
all
you pick.
All over the world?
You know, because
90-ish?
You got,
she says 3 months worth.
3 months worth of apples.
It might
I'm going to go up. I'm not going to do the one, you know, one day more. I'm not going to do the Les Mis.
Are you doing the
Price is Right?
Price is Right
yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to put a little time in there. But I am going to say... a higher number. I'm going to go 120.
Yeah, I think I would go higher than
okay.
even what I...
You,
yeah.
Where are you going?
I wish I could go even higher now.
Because what did you say the first time?
65.
Here,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You
sativa.
Blew it.
You
blew it.
You want to go higher?
What would be your second guess, though?
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking we're all going to be like crazy wrong that there's like maybe
what
like 600 different kinds of apples.
Like years of apples.
I think it's like
I'm
really...
going to be closest without going over, I think.
Could you
with
cheat?
My 120. I haven't looked yet. I promise.
I like your apple confidence.
Ready?
Yep.
Crab apple.
Do it. I'm panicking. Table's gonna get flipped.
20 fucking years!
Whoa! I could have been more wrong!
Wow.
That's so many different types of apples.
Where are they all?
We gotta go in the trees. We gotta go to a break.
Wow.
Thank you, Alicia.
Thanks.
I'm blown away.
Thank you, guys. We'll be back.
A good farewell.
Baby squirrels are falling from the sky.
Into my life.
That's how high I am. We're back with Eddie Ift and Jessime Peluso and the Dab King of of North America, I think.
All Americas.
I'd say
all
so.
The Americas. It's Taylor Rizzo is hero. And he dabs us out if you're into that sort of thing.
I think we got some pre-turned down every day.
I cannot. I told you I did a dab once, and the earth folded over me.
Yeah, she doesn't like it.
Don't
want
to be a taco again.
No more taco life. Nope.
All right.
But I appreciate that. But you, you know, can continue smoking out of whatever you like. You can smoke out of this banana.
I saw a squirrel after it had fallen out of a tree, and I took it to a squirrel rescue place. They have squirrel rescues.
They do.
Really? Yeah.
I just kept my squirrel when it fell out of a tree and into my life.
Do you still have it?
No, it died a week later. That's why I did the apple thing. I just thought about 7 days.
I was going to say, how do you, how long could it have lived for?
Probably.
The rest of its life?
Squirrels?
For as long
Probably.
As you're eating
it's
apples.
It's a very high risk animal.
Is it?
They run around in like high places and trees, and he saw one fall out of a tree. I found one. They fall a lot out of trees, so they probably have a short lifespan.
They don't do that thing where they like spin at the last minute as
Not
they're
like
falling
a cat.
And land on their feet.
Like a cat.
Yeah. Jessime, let's do your plugs before I do another one of these dabs.
Cool.
Well, I could still do it. Sharp Tongue Podcasts, All Things Comedy Network. iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wherever you get them.
And you're going to be at the Albany Funny Bone. Have you been to that joint before?
I think so, once.
I've never been to that one. I'd like to know what you think of that.
I will let you know.
June 7th through 9.
Absolutely. Thank
yeah,
you.
Holler at your boy.
Thank you so much.
When you have some information about that place. And Eddie Ift has the podcast Wodcast, WOD.
Yeah.
Workout of the day, right?
Yeah, it is a. It's a.
And it's a podcast you do in front of live audiences?
No, I just do it with me.
Oh,
and it's only for me to listen to.
But you tour. It says podcast tour dates.
Oh no, just tour dates.
Okay.
I have nothing else.
When I type these up, I fuck up sometimes. And then at eddieift.com is where you can get all your tour date and podcast information, right?
Yes.
Yes, and he's on Instagram as Eddie Ift.
I'm having a
Eddie Ift.
I'm having a son in like 7 weeks now.
What?
And I was gonna name him something, you know, fun. And my dad was like, "No, I'm Eddie Ift the third."
Yeah.
My dad's like, "You're gonna do this to me?"
You're gonna stop the Eddies? He doesn't want you to stop the Eddies?
And I got a name on my name and I feel like a dick.
Toss it in the middle.
Well, we can't do that.
Why not?
You, like, give his middle name?
Put Eddie in the middle and then give him some fancy first name.
Because then he's then not it's the not the
Nobody
same, right?
gives a fucking crap about middle names.
I agree.
Yeah, they don't.
They're a waste. They really are.
Yes.
Like, I was just thinking this. I'm like, we need to stop this. People don't wear ties anymore. Stop with middle names. It's an antiquated thing. They're not. It was they used to
well,
like.
Well, maybe it helps now for because there's so many people. You know, having three names. You know, you have the
Jan
anonymity,
Michael Vincent.
Or you don't have. You know, but I guess people named Smith. Every first and middle name yeah. combination has to be out there by the hundreds.
There's so many people, and then at least Smith. You give your kid an option of not hating both names if you give them two.
just pick one.
50-50
But that's
shot.
True. They can pick the middle name and just sort of force it on people. Or a nickname. You know, they could say, call me Lady Bird.
You? Is that what you want your
name? No, I don't want that. Okay. I don't want that nickname for anybody. That's I love that movie Lady Bird because that a girl would say, insist that people call her that. It's like, what a weird thing to want to be called.
Wasn't there a president's wife, Lady Bird Johnson?
Yeah. So that's sort of what this child, that you know, the movie takes place in the 1980, I think. But,
it's good.
Or 90. May 28th is the next live show we'll be doing from here in the Spacement. At 12:15 p.m. Go ahead, pass me that thing, Taylor.
Dab it up. A dab will do ya.
I'll give it a go.
Don't you have like three more shows today?
Yeah, we just have the bonus show, but that's where we just continue to dab.
I would love to see you.
So I like to go into it a little dabbed.
I would love to see you grocery shopping high. Why aren't there any like paparazzi shots of you just out and about in the produce department?
Like in a pile of cupcakes.
Yeah, just like zooted out in the cereal aisle.
You know, the only thing they're going to get of me in the grocery store is just loading up my, little basket with a shit ton of ramen.
You ramen?
I ramen like crazy.
Do you like ramen burgers?
Is that what they use, the noodles as the bread?
Oh, that sounds interesting.
I went to some fair in Brooklyn or something, and there was like a line to get this ramen burger.
That sounds so good. Are the noodles like soft and chewy?
Yeah, but they're like cooked into a patty.
Whoa.
That sounds awesome.
I think it's really, I think it's like a big deal. And
gotta get it. Gotta get it.
I need it.
That sounds really good.
Let's order some, Daniel.
Get some.
Okay, get some brought over now. We'll eat it during the bonus show.
I should go buy my
burger. How great would that be?
What? If you had the burgers by then?
I'm sorry, I couldn't. What did you say? You just took a bite of your banana, so I can't understand what you said. Was it I just took a bite of my banana? Got it. We're winding down here, but you keep smoking, Eddie. I love that you're back in.
Yeah, you're doing great, Eddie.
Yeah.
I feel good.
You're ready for heroin.
You
haven't freaked out at all, dude.
I feel good now.
You should do Facebook Live from your Uber.
Well, I was telling her one time I did your show, and I got really high, and I had a bit of a panic attack on here. I didn't want you guys to know. And I was going to run. I was going to run to the car, and then I realized I didn't have a car, and I thought to myself, oh, I don't have the car. How am I? I won't be able to get home.
Yeah, you can't just run out of here because you have to stop and ask somebody to, I'm ready for you to get a car.
Right, that's what I meant. So then I went home and I went surfing because I thought I'll just like enjoy this and use it to go and have a nice little surf. And when I wiped out at the end of the wave, I went, I'm just going to enjoy this wipeout. And then I hit my head off the bottom of the ocean and I was like, oh, fuck. And so I don't surf high anymore.
You were almost going to be what?
Paralyzed or something.
The first person to.
Oh, yeah. You're giving my punch.
That was your joke.
Oh, yeah. I had a joke earlier.
Would you be the first marijuana death?
That's what you said.
I know, but
about you?
I couldn't remember.
I'm here for you. I got you.
I was
like, all right, come on. Yeah. Keep going. There's more.
Oh, shit.
Just keep me offside on stage, and I'll be like, don't forget about the marijuana.
You just gave me a hint of my punchline, and then he answered it and stole the, like, it, you know, I'm going to go for
That's
the
what
steal.
A good host does.
Yep. Picking up the pieces.
Name Holy that, name hell. That
just don't let them get to the joke. Take it from them as soon as you see it coming.
I just lost name that punchline.
Name Eddie's punchline. Do 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 do. We're back. And Eddie Ip can't remember shit.
I mean, you throw out a setup, and I want to, you know, I want to throw out a punchline. I guess, you know, that's the thing. I like when they used to have those hashtag games on Twitter all the time.
Oh,
I would just spend so much time thinking about that shit, wasting my time, just because I love it so much.
I do.
It's so fun to think of that stuff.
Puns, you're a punter.
It's not pun exactly. I mean, it is a pun, but I'd like to think, you know, adding like pop culture and history and just, you know, references makes it a little less corny.
And then you see people on Twitter, just like regular people who are very creative. Some of them are very creative with those hashtags.
That's right, exactly.
That aren't doing comedy, and then you're like, oh, okay, why am I wasting my fucking time when this person who works at Qdoba is smarter on Twitter than I am?
They can't do it in front of an
audience. Oh, so. Qdoba.
Qdoba.
Is that a place?
Is it a Qdoba?
I don't know. There's too many consonants in one place for me to focus.
I like Qdoba. That's what I'm going to call from now on.
Is it Qdoba?
I think it's Qdoba.
Q?
I think he's saying the Q.
You know?
I have no idea. Qdoba. I would say Qdoba.
I'd say Qdoba.
What do you say,
Qdoba?
Daniel?
No, I'd say Qdoba.
Daniel's looking
what do you
up.
Say?
Correct pronunciation.
I say Qdoba.
I don't know if the internet will explain to you how to pronounce the name.
Oba.
Casting out a shadow.
How do you say Subway?
There it is.
What is it?
Phonetic.
Qdoba.
I'm going to go walk in a traffic.
Bam.
Who said Qdoba?
I'm walking in the traffic.
And then I agreed.
So who said Qdoba?
By the way, if you work there, it's great. I'm not talking shit.
I don't know why I know it, because it's not, they don't advertise. Mm. I think it's like the blue or the gold dress, you know. I think you just.
Laurel Lyle.
You see what
you decide what it is when you see
Laurel
it.
Laurel Lyle.
It is just the letter Q and then Doba. So there's no like.
Ugh.
I'm sorry.
Son of a.
Qdoba.
I'll never
yeah,
be able
but
to
in
say
barbecue, a lot of times it's just a Q. Right?
But you say Q, you don't
oh,
say
how you spell it.
Barbecue.
Because people go bar dash B dash Q.
It's Qdoba? Then,
and no, it's Qdoba. Q-U-E.
Is it Qdoba
no, it's
or Qdoba?
Just a Q and then Doba.
Why well,
this show is almost
here's
a Q.
Here's the problem.
Uber.
You have to have a U after a Q or it's not an English word.
It's just the letter Q.
I'm making sense, right?
It sounds right.
Okay.
Qdoba.
I feel like everyone's ignoring me and I feel like I'm making sense.
My favorite breed of dog is Qdobermans.
I'm making sense.
Q. I love those amazing Q Dobermans.
Q. It has to have a U after it.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
There's no U in that bitch.
That's a non-existent restaurant.
Okay, see?
The clock is ticking.
It's illegal.
So I'm not crazy for saying
Qdoba. Finish your arguments.
Q-U.
It's pronounced Qdoba.
But it, with a U, it'd be Qdoba.
Bye-bye.
Swallow.